What's up, future PTAs? If you're taking the NPT in April 2023 and you're starting to get a little bit scared, overwhelmed, being like, ah, it's coming up, don't worry, guys. We will have a last minute review session on Sunday, March 26th at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. We're going to be covering a ton of topics that are pretty much all but guaranteed to show up on the NPTE. So if you got nothing to do on that Sunday, come on in. There's also going to be a replay. Sign up in the link in the show notes down below. Get your ticket now. All right, guys, so you want to pass the NPTE? Here's 22 things you can do to guarantee that you're going to fail. So let's get into this. This is inspired by Alex Hormozi. He talks about 28 ways to stay poor. Let's talk about 22 ways to fail the NPTE. Number one, start tomorrow. How many people have always told themselves, like, oh, I'm going to start a diet on Monday, or I'm going to start this tomorrow, I'm going to start this tomorrow? It's not going to happen. You have to start today. You have to make some sort of decision today and do something today that's going to move the needle forward. If you keep waiting for tomorrow, it's never going to come. And all of a sudden, it's going to be 3 months later and you're going to have to push your boards back. Stop waiting till tomorrow. Get shit done today. Number two, binging NPT content and doing nothing with it. There are so many podcasts out there. There's mine, there's Kyle Rice's, there's Final Frontier, PT Final Exam. There's so much content out there. And if you're somebody who just has been listening to this podcast and thinking that it's enough to pass the boards, I'm going to be the first to tell you no. My stuff is great. I am going to toot my own horn and say that I put out some bomb ass content. However, my podcast itself and other podcasts that are out there, they'll all say, I know Kyle will say the exact same thing. You can't just listen to the podcast and say that's enough. You can't just go around listening to test taking strategies and blah, 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 and not do anything. You have to take a goddamn practice exam. You have to show up and take an exam and apply the content. If you just are listening to stuff and you do nothing with it, then nothing's going to happen. You probably know that person who's read like 15 self-help books in the past week or whatever, and they're still a shitty person. You have to apply the things that you're learning, or else it's just a waste of time. You're just wasting your life. Number three, taking advice from people who have never passed this exam. And I want to also say that this includes some of your professors that might not have taken this exam in like 30 plus years. Could also be some of your professors that are PTs and have never taken the PTA exam. This exam has changed since those people took the exam. And also, the PT exam is not the same as the PTA exam. Now, these people probably have some good advice and, knowledge that will be able to help you, but you have to be taking advice from people who have been in the exact same shoes that you have. This includes your parents and stuff like that, your friends and family. Like, they might have like good intentions when they tell you things, but their advice might be trash. They might just tell you, oh, that's okay that you failed. You were trying your best. Like, let's just take a little break and start again. No, I'm going to tell you, as somebody who's taken this exam, you take that failure, you learn from it. We'll talk about that in a little bit about learning from your failures. You learn from that failure, get back on the horse, and you keep going. Okay? That's what I'm going to tell you. I passed this exam. I've passed this exam and I did well on this exam. So keep on going. Don't take advice from people who've never been in your shoes before, because their advice, while they might mean well, might be leading you in the complete wrong direction to not help you get the result that you want. Number four, hang out with people who don't let you say no. You have to be able to surround yourself with people who understand that when you're studying for this exam and you have to take those, like, 2 to 3 months or however long you're studying for it, and you have to tell everybody, I can't do this right now. I have to take a moment. Like, I really have to make sure that I'm focused on my exam because it's very important to me. You have to surround yourself with people who say, totally understand. Let's reschedule this for like 2 months from now. We'll get dinner another time. Do you have a day where you take off from studying? Maybe we could do it then. Like, understand that if people really care about you being successful, they will sacrifice their own wanting to do things with you for you to get the result that you want. Now, you can't just say no to people and then do nothing. Got to make sure that you are surrounding yourself with people who understand this is going to be a season of no, and you have to be able to execute on things and say no to fun things for the result that you want. Number five, quit at the first sign of failure. Failure is not fatal, guys, but if you're like, I knew somebody who opened the PTA 365 app. The first question on there, they got wrong and they immediately deleted the app. How helpful was that? If you quit at the first sign of failure, you're basically weak. I'm going to just straight up say, you are weak and you can't handle rejection. You are weak and you can't handle failure. I want this to stick with you. And this is something that I always tell myself anytime I mess something up or it's hard and I don't understand it. Like, this is going to be hard. The reason why you want to quit is because it's hard. You are doing something that's harder than anything you've done before. You are having to take a test that culminates your entire, you know, maybe it's a year to 2 years worth of like schoolwork that you've done. That's a lot of material and it's going to be hard. And this is what hard feels like. If you quit right now, why did they even let you into the program? You cannot quit at the first sign of failure, guys. Failure is not fatal. I always tell people the expert is the person who's made the most mistakes. The more mistakes you make, the more lessons you can learn from them. Every failure is an opportunity to learn. The more opportunities you have to learn, the more you learn, the better you get. And then by the time you get to the exam, you're like, I'm not missing that question again because I saw it before. I got it wrong. I know why it's wrong. I'm embarrassed I got it wrong and I'm not getting it wrong again. And then boom, you get it right because you made that, you failed, but you learned from your failure and you learned not to do it again. Learning from failures is the best way to consolidate it into long-term memory. Number six, complain that the MPTE isn't fair. Nothing's fair. Nothing's fair. The fact that I was born and I have to pay taxes is not fair, right? The fact that like I have to, you know, get old and become like decrepit and everything, my bones are going to fall apart and everything like that eventually is not fair. But you know what? That's about it. It's just not fair. Just assume everything's not going to be fair. If you just automatically assume that the MPT is going to be a complicated, confusing exam that like doesn't make any sense and like the questions are weirdly worded, and then you get to the exam and it's like, what muscle is moving with shoulder abduction? You're just like, oh, thank God, it's going to be the deltoids. You're going to be pleasantly surprised. You're also going to be prepared for if you get a question with weird wording and that you don't understand. It's not going to be fair. And complaining about it, taking all that energy, complaining. I've been on sales calls with people. Well, I guess strategy calls with people. And they have complained for the entire 20 minutes of the call about their circumstances. And then they're like, I'm like, well, I got to wrap it up. I have another person on the phone in like 2 minutes. And they're like, wait, wait, but I need advice. You spent the entire time complaining. Leverage your time appropriately. It's okay to vent sometimes, but I give myself 5 minutes and then I cut people off and say, okay, what do you want? What do you actually want? It's not going to be fair. And don't complain. It doesn't care. Complaining won't get you a passing score on the MPTE. Number seven, blaming your circumstances. Remember, your circumstances make you who you are. I failed multiple classes in college. I can tell you all day long that I didn't think that some of the questions were fair, but you know what? It doesn't matter. I failed those. I didn't do well. I decided to pursue different things and stuff like that. Your circumstances make you who you are, okay? So understand that I wouldn't have been able to do PTA elevation had I not known what it felt like to be somebody who's struggling with ADHD on the wrong medication, in classes, not understanding the material, not consolidating into long-term memory. Like I have been there before and that's how I'm able to do this, okay? You can't blame your circumstances. You can't blame your ADHD. You can't blame the fact that you are in a low socioeconomic class, that you were raised by a single mother. You cannot blame your circumstances for you not passing this test. The reason why you're not passing this test is because you're not answering enough questions correctly. So figure out why you're not answering those questions correctly and deal with that. Control the things you can control. You cannot control. There are things in your life that you cannot control. I cannot control that my brain is formed differently and is not neurotypical and that sometimes I forgot to do laundry or forgot to eat and that sometimes I go into a void for like 2 hours and forget that I have class. I can't control that. But what I can control is setting alarms for myself, setting timers for myself, taking my medication and stuff like that. So control the things you can control and quit blaming your circumstances because blaming your circumstances won't get you a passing grade on the boards. Number eight, expect other people to save you. There are people who have joined my coaching program and just expected me to do everything for them. No, what I teach you is I teach you how to be resourceful. I teach you how to use these tools to help save yourself. Here's the thing. The reason why I started PTA Elevation, the reason why I monetized it is because school is expensive. PT school is expensive. I want to help PTAs pass this exam. I love it. And I realized I could also monetize it and I can make some money off of it. And I don't have to be waiting for some scholarship fund to come and save me and give me money so I can go to school and not be debt free. No, I had to find a way to build a business to make money for myself to be able to pay for school. Yeah, if you've ever paid me, it's going straight to the University of Pittsburgh or it's going to Ed Financial for my student loans. Like, don't worry, I'm doing anything crazy with it. But you can't expect other people to save you. If you're expecting the boards to change in a way where it's a bunch of questions that you all know or you're going to walk into it and you're like, I know every question. Thank God I got this version. Like they've saved me. Or you're waiting. Oh my gosh. I've heard people say, I'm waiting for the boards to stop being a board exam and be like a long practical. You did your long practical. It's called your clinicals. You passed those. Now take this damn test. Realize it's a safety test and pass it. Quit waiting for other people to save you. They're not going to. You got to save yourself. Number 9, believing what others think about you. I'm sure you might even have family members who think like you're dumb or that you'd never be successful at this. I had someone tell me that her ex-husband told her that she would never be successful and pass his exam. You know what I responded to her? I said, fuck him. Who cares what he thinks? What do you think about yourself? That's really what it matters at the end of the day. Other people could be talking trash about you all day long. There are people who don't like me at all. I know there are people who don't like me at all. But you know what? What do I think about myself? What do you tell yourself? Your self-talk is more important than what other people say. Talk to yourself like you are a fawn. Talk to yourself the way that you would talk to somebody who you deeply love. That's all that matters. What do you think about yourself? Don't worry about with your family, friends, anybody else. People who are assholes think about you. Focus on yourself. That's what you can control. Who cares what they think? You're going to pass this damn test. Might have been 10. This is supposed to be number 10, but I guess it's 11 now. So we're just going to say it's 11. Number 11, avoiding discomfort. Yeah. Avoiding discomfort. As I said before, this is going to be hard. If you start quitting at the first sign, something gets a little bit difficult, then you're not cut out for this and you need to adjust that. Anything worth having is going to be difficult. It is difficult for me to run a business while in PT school. It was difficult for me to study for the NPTE. It was difficult for me to figure out how to freaking use all the software to give you guys all the content that you need. It was difficult for me to figure out how to set up a YouTube channel. But you know what? It was worth doing because now I get to help all of you guys and, you know, not be in a mountains of student loan debt. So at the end of the day, all that matters is the NPT is going to be hard and you have to sit with the suck and figure out the suck. And you'll realize that it will get easier as you go along. Taking a practice test won't be as scary. Going through your exam won't feel as, you know, self-defeating when you're like, oh my gosh, why'd I miss this? You'll start getting more analytical. It'll start making more sense and become automatic. It will get better, but it's worth having. So it's going to suck. Number 12, I guess this is number 11. We'll have to adjust this afterwards. This might end up being 21 ways to fail the NPTE, but who cares about numbers? Number 12, I guess, tolerate mediocrity from yourself. Would you, if you were a boss, would you tolerate your workers being late all the time? Would you tolerate your subordinates like not putting in paperwork, not doing what they tell you to do, doing a half-assed job on things? Do you tolerate it from, you know, your patients and whatnot? Do you tolerate that? Then don't tolerate it from yourself. You have to be extraordinary to bust your ass and pass this exam. You cannot just half-ass this. You have to be able to tell yourself, I'm going to do good, and then actually show up and do good. You cannot just tolerate mediocrity. You can't tolerate half-assed study sessions. You have to make sure you're getting it done. Don't tolerate mediocrity. And this comes to the next one. Don't make promises to yourself and break them. So number 13 ways to fail the NPTE, making promises to yourself and breaking them. Yeah. You know, a lot of people say, oh, I'm going to take my practice test then. And then they don't. This is why with my coaching students, I check in with them and I say, what's the plan? So then when they have to come back to me at the end of the week and I say, okay, did you complete the plan? And if they're like, well, no, well, you're breaking a promise to yourself and you're breaking a promise to me. So that's a double whammy. And honestly, at the end of the day, here's the thing. I will live my life and be fine regardless if you did that exam or not. I'm fine. I will be fine with my life. If PTA elevation blows up, I have enough skills to figure things out. I will be fine regardless of what you do, but you will not be fine if you break the promises to yourself. I told myself today, I'm going to make this video. I'm going to get it out there. I'm going to edit it and I'm going to upload it to YouTube and to my, you know, community with my students. I got to do that or else I'm breaking promises to myself. You are the person you have. Every night when you go to sleep, the only person you have to answer to is yourself and your own thoughts. Do you want your thoughts to be, oh, I got shit done today, let's go? Or do you want it to be, oh my gosh, I said I'd do that again, I didn't do that. You don't want a friend like that who says, like, you're moving and your friend says, I'm going to come help you move, and they don't show up. Well, that friend's not getting margaritas ever again, right? Don't do that to yourself. Remember, you're the most important person in your life. Do not break promises to yourself. Number 14, wait for perfect conditions. Oh my gosh, the stars will not align. The stars don't magically align and then everything's perfect for NPTE studying. And here's the thing, if they do, and then you're like, okay, I'm going to study. Here's the thing, something is going to go wrong and derail you always. Every time you make a decision saying, I'm going to do this, it's going to go wrong. Like even today, when I was like, I'm going to make this decision, I'm going to figure this stuff out, I realized I don't have my software hooked up correctly. And now I'm going to have to go figure that out. That could easily derail me and be like, well, I guess today isn't going to be a perfect day of making content. No, I figure something out and then I keep moving, right? There's never going to be perfect conditions. The perfect conditions are when you're dead and nothing's happening anymore and you're at peace, you don't have to pay taxes. That's the perfect conditions. Do you want to wait till you're dead to take this exam? Because you can't. So don't wait till perfect conditions. There will always be something to derail you. You have to keep the focus and keep moving forward. If you can move forward through the obstacles, you get stronger, you get better, and you're more able to handle anything that comes your way. Number 15, prioritize the aesthetics of studying over actually studying. Does anybody know somebody who just posts all their study stuff on Instagram? And you're like, I know you failed the last three practicals and had to redo them. Do you know somebody who just makes their studying look so aesthetic and pretty and stuff like that? And like, oh, look, I'm studying today, guys, like taking pictures of themselves, but they're not actually studying. Yeah, nobody cares. Y'all know what, want to know what my notes look like? My notes are crusty. I got some ugly ass handwriting. I don't care. I got my vision board. I can read it. Nobody else can read it. Here's the thing. I'm not going to sit there posting all the aesthetics of how it looks. I'm going to show up and do it. Because here's the thing. The person who's making it look all pretty, being like, oh, look at me. They're not doing the work. They're not doing the work. You have to make sure. And you can't be that person like, oh, it's so hard studying. Like, man, I'm getting my ass kicked. It's so hard studying, blah, 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 blah. Trying to get sympathy for yourself about the whole aesthetic of being like a hardworking student. No. Shut up and do your shit. Get it done. Number 16, avoid working on what matters most. There is a great book that's called Eat That Frog. And it talks about that you have to conquer the most important thing of the day first. For me, the most important thing of the day first was fixing the back end of my website. So I went and did that first. Actually, the most important thing was getting my homework done, which I did that first. But if we're talking about my business, that's what I had to do. And here's the thing. You have to show up and do what needs to be done first. If that means you have to show up and take a practice test, you take a practice test. Maybe you have three topics to study. You study the one that confuses you the most first. Stop putting off the easy, like stop putting off all the hard stuff and studying easy things to avoid, you know, oh no, now I don't have time. Or, oh, I don't have the energy to study that hard thing. No, if it's hard, get it done first when you're fresh. Work on what matters most. You know, kind of studying things that make you feel comfortable and everything, like, oh, I feel pretty good with, like, you know, total knee replacements and stuff like that. All of us do. It's easy. Now move on to postural drainage, something that's actually challenging and confuses you. Move on to those incomplete spinal cord injuries that you're like, I don't know what's lost on each side. Go conquer the hard thing first, because those are the things that matter. Putting off your practice tests, putting off your study plan because you want to just study willy-nilly. No. Work on the most important thing first, get it done, then you feel accomplished and you move on to the next thing. And then when you're fatigued, you're studying more easy stuff that's not going to throw you into a spiral. Number 17, do your best, quote, best, but not what it takes. Remember, these are ways to fail the boards. Now, some people are like, well, I did my best. Pat on the back, I tried. Okay, well, that's not good enough. Okay, because clearly your best was not what it took. So you have to adjust something. And I'm not saying like, if you gave your absolute 100% best effort and you still came up short, like I'm still proud of you for trying and everything. But here's the thing. If you're just like, well, I tried my best. I guess this isn't for me. Shut up. That is just accepting failure. All that means is that your best was not what it took. There was some other things you needed to add and adjust and, you know, fine tune to make your best even better. Take your best and raise the bar of your best until that bar of your best is higher than the bare minimum to pass. That's what I'm saying. Like if your best was a 580, that means your best was not good enough. You can't just accept it there and not do anything else. Maybe it's like, oh, I figured out this new way of studying where I don't know, let's just say it was like Bloom's taxonomy where you figure out how to actually anticipate how they ask test questions. Now you figure that out, boom. Now your best is at like a 650 or something like that. And you're like, okay, well, my best is good enough. My best is what it took. That's what I mean by this. Oh, number 18, talk more, do less. I know people who do this all the time. You know somebody who just talks about everything that they need to do, what they want to do. They talk a big game for themselves and they really talk themselves up. And then when it comes to actually doing something, you see that they are in the same place that they were in like 8 months ago, or maybe 3 months ago, or like 2 weeks ago, wherever. You know somebody who will talk a big game and then not do shit. Don't be that person. What is that thing? Real G's move in silence like lasagna. Do that. Just do it. Just go through. Don't talk to anybody. Don't do anything. I know somebody who like, I didn't hear anything from them. I didn't see anything from them for a couple months. And then all of a sudden I look up and like, they have like a multi six figure business. And I'm like, damn, you go. Or like, I don't hear something from someone for like months and months and months. And then all of a sudden, like they're in med school. I'm like, oh, like do it. Actions speak louder than words. Y'all see, I do like maybe two conferences a year where I actually go talk about myself, maybe a third podcast interview. I do things. I talk sometimes. When I talk about like what I've done. I know I've done good stuff, but here's the thing. It doesn't matter what I say. Am I actually going to do it? I could be talking up myself all day long. If I'm not doing anything, nobody cares. Nobody's going to listen. 19, start new things every day. So you might be like, okay, maybe I need to do something new to fix this. That's okay. Starting something new is okay. But trying to add a new thing every day, like I'm going to do this type of study plan and then this type of study plan. Then I'm going to do this and this and this because people say this, blah, 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 blah. You've done so many new things, but you haven't found one thing that works. Finding something that works and making sure it actually works takes time. You can't just keep throwing new things out and expecting it to work. Good things take time to figure out if they are actually working. Like if we're thinking about research, when we are following up with a patient to see if a new intervention worked with them, like we're not going to see that a patient gets immediately better after one visit. We're going to follow up with them in 4 weeks. Did that start working? If it was working, keep doing it. And that brings us to our next point. If it's not working and you make a mistake, and then you just say, well, I guess I'll do the same one. So number 20 is make a mistake. Well, I guess it'll be 19. Make a mistake. Wait, and then make the same mistake. This is the definition of insanity, right? Doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result when it's clearly not working. This is the person who takes the exam, studies one specific way, takes the exam, fails, is sad and wallows in self-pity for like a month or so, skips the next exam, then says, okay, I'm going to study again, does the exact same thing and fails again. Because you just keep doing the same thing. There are times where you're going to have to try that new thing, implement it and see if it's working. And if it is working, keep doing it. This like making the same mistakes and going back to it is like that friend that keeps going back to that toxic ex and you're just like, please stop. This is ruining everything. This is not progressing you forward. We're just going backwards. If you make a mistake, learn from it, adjust, adapt, improvise, overcome, and do something else and don't make the same mistake again. And then also, this is what I was trying to get to was number 21 for things to do that make you fail the MBT is find something that works and then stop doing it. So if you are somebody who realizes like, oh crap, I really do need to take more practice tests. I took this practice test. I'm really learning from it. I'm studying from it. I know my mistakes. Like this is making sense. This is working. And then you don't take another practice exam for like a month and a half. Like, no, if you find something that's working, stick to it. If you like the Pomodoro method and it's working, keep doing it. If you like, don't just like try something and be like, oh, this is working. And then you see somebody like influencers like, I did this new study way. And I'm like, oh, let me try that. No. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I have a way that I learned how to study in PTA school. When I got to my neuroscience class in PT school and I was like, oh shit, this is wild. What did I do? I went back to the same study methods, which was end up rewriting out all my notes and then recording myself, teaching myself my own notes and then replaying it later. It worked for me. Wow, I got an A in the class. I got 72% on the first exam. Next two exams, I got 90s. Because I figured out something that worked. And then I keep doing it. Don't stop doing the things that work. Stop doing the things that don't work and keep doing the things that do work. It's not that hard, but sometimes our brains get confused. And then the last one, assume you are always right. This is what I get with people who are trying to argue exam questions with me. Like if they have a PEAT question, then they're like arguing about it with me with like the concept and everything. Obviously I can't see the question, but they're like arguing with me about the concept. And I'm like, bro, the answer is right there. You can't go, you know how sometimes on your test, like if you had a weird question or whatever, you go up to the professor and you're like, hey, this one didn't make sense. Can you explain it? Is there a typo in here? Was this miskeyed or something like that? The MPT is not like that. You can't go up to the people in Prometric Center and be like, I don't think this one makes sense. They're going to be like, I don't care. You can't assume you're always right. You have to be able to accept that sometimes you're wrong. This is something that I had a hard time accepting, realizing like, it's okay for me to be wrong. I can't just keep making excuses and justifying things. Sometimes I'm wrong. And then Alex Hormozi always says, comma, and that's okay. Being wrong means this is an opportunity to learn. You can't just go in thinking that you're hot shit and that you're going to like the God above all gods and that you'll be amazing and everything. You have to realize you're not the greatest thing since sliced bread. Sometimes you're wrong. It's okay. You can fix it. We'll figure it out. So these are the 22, I guess it'll be 21. I'll have to adjust the name of this thing. Those are the 21 ways to fail the NPTE. So basically, of this list of things that I say, just don't do these. Do the opposite and you'll pass. So assume you're always wrong and there's always something to learn from. Boom. If it works, keep doing it. That's basically it. That's it. All right, guys. Hope this was helpful and I'll see y'all in the next one. Take care. Thank you for listening to this episode of the PTA Elevation Podcast. We look forward to continually serving you as you embark on your journey towards becoming a licensed physical therapist assistant. We thank you for your continued support and we'll see you in the next episode.